He who thinks himself wise turns on the source within. He who thinks himself wise turns on the source within. A wise man feels comfortable within himself. A wise man does not really think himself wise. He is wise. He listens to that source within. He listens to the divine within himself. He listens to the creative self within himself. He does not concern himself with outer. He does not concern himself with books. He does not consider himself with learning. He does not concern himself with listening to others, to being in great discussions, to being in great wonders of what's going on. He only concerns himself with listening within. Great men that you have read about, great men you've heard about, wise beings that you have learned about, are all beings who are listening within. They're all beings who only care about what's going on within themselves. They don't care about anything else in the world. Nothing else in the world concerns them. Nothing disturbs them. Nothing delights them. Nothing makes them feel wise or beautiful. It's only when they listen within that that inner self, which tells them everything, that inner self, which reveals all to them, makes them understand exactly what to do under any given circumstance. Now, we're given lots of different circumstances in our life. We're given lots of different opportunities in our life to be concerned about this and that and the other thing. We're concerned about how we should act about people, how we should judge people, how we should think about people. And when we're concerned like that, then we have an outer concern. We are concerned about how these people will be responded to in society, how these people will be responded to in life. And as we concern ourselves with those things, then we come up with faulty judgment. We come up with faulty judgment because it's a judgment by what society desires, what desire society thinks, what society wants, not what the divine, the very divine within us tells us is our reality. Now, how do we become accustomed, or how do we train ourselves to listen within, to train ourselves to realize what the divine within is saying to ourselves? How do we train ourselves? Because when we look at the world about us, it wants a snap judgment. It wants judgment. It wants us to judge something. It wants us to look at things and say that because of other things, because of these things, that has to be so. Well, now, that is far from the truth. Wisdom comes from an inner awareness, an inner understanding, an inner peace. Now, we could think of wisdom as being a human trait, and wisdom as a human trait would speak to human virtues, would speak to human attitudes, would speak to human thinking. But I like to think of wisdom as a divine trait. I like to think of wisdom as always knowing the right thing to do at the right time in the right way for the right purpose, and the right is always that which is my highest and best. Now, very few of us are able to think about our divine self. Very few of us are able to look at our life and judge it from the divine point of view and saying, what is my ideal self? What is my ideal purpose? What is my ideal direction in life? What is the ideal for me to be? And the more we question into that, what is the ideal, the less we know it. The more we question into why things are the way they are, the less we know why things are the way they are. But when we just let go and let that infinite wisdom, that infinite divinity, that infinite understanding be itself in us, and then listen to it. Oh, yes, listen to it. We can have a tendency to hear it occasionally. It sort of comes to our attention and tells us something once in a while. But do we really learn to listen to it and guide ourselves by it? Now, When we tell another person what to do, do we say to them, I see you doing whatever is for your highest and best? Or do we say to them, now, if you will do this, you will appear well in front of other people. If you do this, you will be successful in your business. If you do this, you'll be successful in all things that you do. If you do this, all sorts of wise things that we say to them that they should do. And really, are they so wise? Are they so wise? Is it wise to give money to children? Or is it wise to train children how to spend money and how to enjoy money and how to live in abundance? Is it wise to give pills to people and help them get well? Is it wise to take people to the doctors and take people to the hospitals and take people to all the things that you can take them where their health can be improved? Or is it wise to look at that person from the depth of your heart, from the sincerity that you are, being very sincere, and saying, I see you whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect. It may be contrary to the appearances, but when you say that, you are putting a cause in motion on the divine level, and you're saying all is in divine order. You're saying, I see you living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Someone comes to you with an illness or a problem, and they say, I hurt. And you say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. These pills are good for that, and this is good for that, or I know a doctor you should go to. Immediately, if we are wise, we will say to that person and to ourselves, I see all in divine order right now. I see you as a living example of perfection. I see whatever your original purity and integrity is for you. I see that in you right now. I see that. This is wisdom. This is what a wise person would do. This is what a person who is not looking for the appearances, but who is looking beyond the appearances to the reality. And that reality is the wholeness within, is the divine within, is the goodness within, and calling that forth as an evidence of truth, of reality, of goodness, brings that forth in every way in our life. We have the opportunity to live truth if we want it. We have the opportunity to be wise if we want it. But wisdom comes from a source within ourselves, not from an outer source, not from appearances in the world, but from that inner source. And that inner source says to us, this is the truth about me. This is the truth about you. This is the only truth there is. And when we say that, then that is the only truth there is. That is the only reality there is. That is the allness. And that wisdom shines forth, it pours forth, it just inundates our every thought, our every emotion, our every consideration. And we bring that forth in our life. And as we bring that forth in our life shines forth that truth about ourselves. What is your highest and best? What is the very finest that you could do for yourself? What is the ideal that you could do in your life that would bring into your world wisdom, that would let you turn on that wisdom within yourself and let that wisdom be you? What would be the way to do it? Well, the source is within, and when we turn to the source within, we don't say that we have the solution. We say, it is done. Because there's no solution to wisdom. There is only a revelation of wisdom. There's no solution to good health. There's only a revelation of good health. There's no solution of abundance. There's only a revelation of abundance. There's no solution of right action in our life. Only the revelation of right action. As we turn to that source of all wisdom within, and follow it 100%. Join me in doing that today and enjoy a wise life from within. I love you. I love you. I love you.